we're continuing to follow news out of Toronto, where this afternoon, a van jumped the curb and plowed into people on a busy sidewalk. Authorities there say 9 people are dead and at least 16 are injured. The city's mayor and police chief are holding a press conference at this hour, and we'll bring you more details as we have them.
The driver of the van has been taken into custody. Canada's Ministry of Public Safety says it is still too soon to say whether this was an act of terrorism. Phil Zulo was driving down Yonge Street. He first saw the white Ryder van and a heavy police presence. He figured it was a robbery, and then he saw the people on the ground.
As I kept driving northbound, I saw more and more bodies, some moving, some not. It was pretty obvious what had happened at that point. And all I can keep thinking is, I just said, please don't let me see a child. Please don't let me see a child. So I must have saw at least 10 adults laying all over the sidewalks and on the roads. I don't know. So they haven't released names. And I know the area. I'm from the area. So I'm just praying I don't know anybody. But either way, it's horrific.
Zulo said this happened in a busy part of town.
It's very, very busy. It's a very busy few blocks. Those 3 intersections that he drove through. Was right by North York City Hall. Multiple high-rise condos, office buildings, busy, busy intersections. Every corner on every block has entrances and exits into our subway systems. So it's a very busy few blocks that he drove through.
Zulo has left the area now, but he says he cannot stop thinking about what he saw.
I saw what I thought was a stroller and almost had a panic attack, and then realized it was a walker, so couldn't make out much. Some bodies were moving, some weren't, and just police just coming in. The police were so amazing. Like, these cops came out, and they're running around, and just jumping on these bodies so quickly and doing chest compressions and CPR. And these guys, like superheroes, man, they were amazing. Pedestrians helping everybody, guiding cars off the road, too, and getting people cars out of the way, and it was amazing what people were doing to help everybody there.
We'll be reporting more details as we learn them.